7:38, Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura with Cheryl Isaacs, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. If you want to ring her up, 535-7077, yes?
Good. You did good.
I was, for a moment there, I went blank. 535-7077. Okay, Cheryl, what does somebody need to do if they want to buy a house? I know that people are saying, well, that's a no-brainer. You know, you call you. But before people call you, really, it's going to accelerate the process in today's market. If you're thinking about it, you want to be prepared before you contact a professional. So what do people need to have ready when they call you to make everything as fast and expedient as possible?
Well, they really need to have a pre-approval letter from a lender, a local lender, not somebody on the internet, but a local lender that has an in-house underwriter so that we know exactly what price range they can shop for. If they come to the office and they just say, well, I want to buy a house, well, what price range? Oh, I don't know, somewhere around 200. Well, we don't know if they approve for that or not. So the best thing to do is get approved. But if you don't know the process, just call me and we'll make an appointment and just go over the process of getting approved and then looking at homes, getting it inspected, getting an appraisal. You know, just the whole thing. You really, once you pick your home, you don't have to think again. You might have to make a decision on repairs or something like that, but we do all the thinking for you. We make it easy.
Do you charge a fee for an initial consultation?
Millions. Like, yeah. Just millions. No, it is free. I mean, we want them to be educated. It's just so much better when they get in the car and they walk in a house. They know they can afford it. All they've got to say is, I like it, I don't like it.
Yeah,
and I didn't build it or design it or decorate it, so it doesn't hurt my feelings if they don't like it. It's okay. Right. We'll just move to the next one.
Right. Now, I know, do you ever have customers? I have to ask you this. Do you ever have customers that just, you show them like hundreds of houses?
Okay, here's the gossip part.
They just never commit to any house? Does
get totally
frustrating?
Of course, hundreds of houses is back when we had a lot of inventory.
Right.
They wanted
There's
to see
There's not that
all.
Many now.
Now, I mean, if especially they're getting so picky about their schools, which they should be, but if they have to live in a certain school zone, we just give them the list and I say, okay, in your price range, you've got five.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go look at those five, and they may be gone before we get there. But, yes, there's a lot of people that don't commit, but there's a lot of people that have to move because they're being relocated or whatever. But it's rare that people will look at more than five houses in our market now because we just don't have that many to show them.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, it's been – I've had people 3 and 4 years looking if the right thing comes up. And it's not a constant showing, but, you know, they'll see something on the internet or something, and we'll go look at it. So, you know, but for the most part, people are pretty good about – it's interesting to look at the differences in husband and wife and their feeling about that house and what each one thinks. But it's – you know, we do a lot more than just pick that house. Sometimes we have to be marriage counselors and everything else when we get back in the car.
How funny.
But it's really – people are pretty good about making a commitment.
Yeah. Sometimes you just, I don't know, I find myself just wanting to look at the market and see what's out there and see if there's something that's like a really good deal that we just can't turn down, you know?
A deal you can't refuse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but if you were a real buyer, you'd really get out there and
right.
start looking for that
yeah.
good deal. And when you're just kind of kicking tires, that's when you go to open house on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah. So, well, that's very good advice to get your lender to go ahead and tell you what you qualify for so you know what price range you're looking at, because that can be really disappointing if you think you can afford something in the $500,000 range and then you find out, oh, no, maybe you don't qualify for that much.
That's
and then
exactly
you
right.
have to go
and it's,
lower.
It's embarrassing for them, too, if they don't. It's just better. Their credit scores mean a lot about their interest rates. So, you know, there's just a lot involved in getting a loan.
You know what I think also is really valuable for people to do, especially if they're a little bit older or over 50, because that's probably going to be maybe one of the last homes that you rent. And so you want to be careful where you're buying something, because in some places you might find a house that you just knocks your socks off. But, you know, you may be in like an area that's like got really high property taxes.
That's exactly
right.
You
know, right. So that's something that you really want to pay attention to.
Which is a good investment for us all, because you're investing
absolutely.
In the future.
And I mean, for people to buy rental property is the best thing they could do, especially right now with these low interest rates. Mm-hmm. But the newer the house, the smaller, the more expensive. The older, the bigger, the less expensive. Right. So you have to decide, newer or smaller.
Well, and two, the thing is I think if you get that homestead or that exemption for that reduction when you're 65, mm-hmm. or is it 62 or 65? If you move, that goes with you to your new house.
That's right.
So I think that's why a lot of people do move at that age, you know, because they want to get another house, but they want to have that same reduction.
Right.
So it's interesting. If somebody wants to call you, Cheryl, ring you up. What's the number again?
535-7077.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Isaacs, Coldwell Banker Real Estate.